The web mistress, she said finally. He feared my power to detect evil and tried to kill the Duke and me before I could expose him. No one wore a sword to the Duke's hall. The steward grabbed one from the wall, and I happened to take this one. It was happy to drink his blood.
I see. And you, not knowing its past, bore it away and returned it here.
The king leaned back, looking even more tired. He drained the goblet Leith held.
My lord king, I am sure now that I was sent here to return it to its rightful place.
The elf stirred beside her, but Pox went on.
I don't know what it can do for you, but such a source of power must be...
No.
The king shook his head.
No?
No. You were sent here, lady, that I do not doubt. And I do not doubt that you were sent here with a sword to some purpose, but just the return of it, no. What good will such a sword do, when the one for whom it was made has long died?
He rolled his head sideways to meet the elf's eyes.
Tell me, Sir Elf, what can such a weapon do without its master?
It is as you see it, Sir King, a fine weapon. I've no doubt the lady has found it so, and particularly apt against certain evils.
Would it be useful to anyone?
I think not. It was made in good for good. It has been used by good, to some purpose. It would not, I think, fight well in a wicked hand.
How would it be different in its master's hand?
My lord king, I know not all its powers. I had no need to know when it was forged. In fact, I was far away at the time. Like any elf blade, it gives light when its master draws it, more if dire evil is near, or if its master's name is in doubt.
Pox shifted now, remembering the flare of light from that blade every time she'd drawn it.
Then if someone drew it, said the king slowly, if it lit, would that prove anything?
It might. I don't know what spells my sister, your queen, put into it.
I don't remember it lighting up when she drew it, said Tekko suddenly.
Everyone turned to stare at him.
Many's the time I've seen her with it, too, and I don't recall any light.
I will tell you all my thought,
said the king, raising his voice with an obvious effort.
Here is a paladin come to Chea, in our deepest need. You know I am dying. I have no heir. Leonia faces many troubles, between human and elf, between our borders and our allies, with Pargon and Costandan to the north. This paladin,
he reached out and caught Pox's sleeve,
has been named Elf Friend. She is Gerd's warrior, and known to powerful lords in Saya and Fintha. This would make our allies happy. The rangers say she can sense the Tagen, which I have never done to my shame and sorrow, and she comes with a treasure of our house, with the sword my eldest brother's wife carried, and which was made, we now know, for her son, who should have been our king. Let her draw the sword. Let us see whether it lights for her. If it does, and I believe it will, then I suggest we have found my heir. Can anything be better than a paladin, bearing an elf blade? A friend of elves with Tag sense to rule in Leonia.
Pox turned to him, appalled.